Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, it's another day the Lord has kept us and kept us with our minds stayed on Him, kept us from seen and unseen danger. We thank Him because there are some that was here on last week that's not here today, and even on yesterday, even on today, He spared our lives once again, and we just thank Him on today. We just can't thank Him and praise Him enough for what He's done. Nobody else to do. We just give His name the glory and the praise and the honor that's due only to Him in these last and evil days. We just thank Him. I tell you, from one week to another, we go through so much and we see so much. And my grandson is in here today, and I tell you, he's busy. But nevertheless, he wants to be in here, so I pray that he will. He will not distract me on today. But anyway, God is good. He's worthy to be praised. We got so many young people that we have to train our children up in the way of the Lord. I mean, that's why we're in the shape we're in today, because we have not kept the faith. You know, we've been strayed away. People have strayed away and walked away from truth. You know, there's a mixture of everything today. Right is wrong and wrong is right. And it's just so much going on in these last and even days. Oh, we just thank Him. Just a minute. Get your cup. Get your cup. Get your cup. Go ahead. Get your cup. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You and praise You for this day. We thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy and Your grace. We ask that Your hand be upon us today to lead us and guide us in every way. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper in evil. And evil days. We just can't thank Him and praise Him enough for what He's done nobody else could do. And we thank Him for it on today. We thank You that the joy of the Lord is our strength on today. Can never praise You and worship You enough on today. We give Your name the honor, the glory that's due only to You, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that You think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. God, we know that this is the end time. You're soon to come and help us to get our house in order. For You are King of kings and You are Lord of lords. I pray to unstop deaf ears today that they will be able to receive the word of life. Oh, God, we see that time is winding up, oh, God. Each and every day we see it, and we just praise You for being able to hear and to see in this last hour. And the devil defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. You know, for the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about signs and symbols and how important it is for us to take heed of the times that we're living in. And, you know, we got signs all around us, you know, but a lot of people are ignoring the signs. The signs are there for a reason, honey. The sign is there for a reason. Signs are for to show you where you're going and, you know, what place you're entering in. Signs are important. I mean, if you didn't know, I mean, like if you had a Mercedes Benz, you know, you wouldn't know it was a Mercedes company if the sign won't outside to let you know it was a Mercedes-Benz place or, you know, or Audi or whatever place, you know what I'm saying? Signs are important. You know, stop signs, abort trouble, and, you know, and things, signs are very important today, honey. And I'm telling you, you know, people saying that, you know, what you believe really doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, that's the problem today with where we are today. This world has changed. America has changed because of people not paying attention to the signs of the time, you know. And it's important. It's very important that we pay attention, you know, to the signs. And signs do matter. What you believe matters. So please pay attention to the signs, you know, because there are all kinds of belief out here now. You got non-believers, atheists, and I mean, just all, just believe whatever you want to believe. It's about tolerance, you know. You know, as long as you just tolerate whatever's going on around you and at the time, you know, or wherever you at, you just tolerate it. Just tolerate it. Yeah, tolerate it and celebrate it. That's what they're saying. Just tolerate it. You know, but that's not what the Bible told us to do. We got to, you know, repent and turn from our sins and turn from our wicked ways, give our lives to Christ so we can make heaven our home, you know. But the way things are going, I'm telling you, so much, you know, going on in this last and evil days. And like I said, people saying that, you know, what you believe don't matter. But the Word of God says it does matter. You know, because if we how are we going to be saved if you don't believe? How? You can't be saved if you don't believe. You got to believe. You got to trust God. You got to trust His Word. We got to stay in the, you know, in the Bible. You know, and those that ain't in the Bible need to get back in it. Get back in the Word of God. You know, I tell you, like I said, from one week to the next, and so much been going on, like I said, last week, you know, I mean, just this past week, my son said he had went to a funeral where it was a brother and sister coughing together. And then my friend, they had called and they just said that the mother, the grandmother passed and then let the brother know and he died, had a heart attack. So I'm telling you, the Bible said a man's heart would fail them in this last day because of what? All the things that were coming upon the face of the earth. And that is what's going on today. But we want to be also ready. Then my daughter-in-law, after she came home from the front, she got a call from her mom saying that her uncle has tripped and fell and died. So they're having a funeral this week. I'm telling you, it's a praying time. It's a time like never before. You know, it's just so much going on. So we just cannot praise God enough. We can't thank Him enough for what He's done and what He's still yet doing. But, you know, I was thinking, I said, Lord, you know, it's just so much going on. Can't thank you enough.
Blog Talk Radio.
And as I was saying, you know, what you believe, what we believe does matter. You know, the Bible said that might be damned who believeth not the truth. So for people to say that, you know, I believe what you believe doesn't matter. The devil is a liar. He come to kill, steal, and destroy our lives. He wants to think, you know, that you can just do whatever you want to do, believe whatever you want to believe, you know. But he's a liar. He come to kill, steal, and destroy our lives. But we're not going to let him do it. You know, we look back over the church age and we look and we say, you know, I remember, you know, over the years that when young people or anybody would come in the church, you know, a lot of time when people get saved, the first thing people will tell them is go to the gospel. You know, go to the and start in the gospel. But you know what? No, you should start at the beginning. The basic foundation is at the beginning. And that's why we are where we at now. People don't even believe. They think that, you know, talking about Jesus and God is like a fairy tale. You know what I'm saying? Because they avoided the Old Testament. They avoided the Old Testament. And that's what we should have told them to start at the beginning. In the beginning was God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. In the beginning, that's your basic foundation.
But, you know, the enemy knew that. So, you know, and these new ages and stuff, they've been trying to, you know, cut the church down for years, taking prayer out of the school and, you know, and taking the, getting rid of the commandments and all that, you know, which, you know, is in the word of God. And then, you know, so the enemy could just ease his way on in and, you know, and take you away from truth, you know. So that's the problem right there. This nation, you know, have forgotten God, you know, and like Obama said, a change is coming, you know, and a change did come. Oh yeah, not for the good and not for the better. You know, the Bible said, as in the days of Noah, and that's what these days are, just like in the days of Noah. You know, that's how, you know, the flood came and everything, because see, people, you know, didn't want to just live righteously. They want to live righteously. Well, anyway. I'm just so excited, as I always say, about the word of God, and I'm not a preacher, but I love the Lord, and I know that we're running out of time, and the enemy is trying to sift people like wheat, you know, he's trying to sift your life up, you know, and slip you out so that you won't be saved, you know, but we're running out of time. Every day you hear bad news, people killing it, violence still in the land and murdering of family members and, you know, the police just, you know, killing, you know, young people, you know, for no reason. I mean, it's just so much that we can address. I hate what I see, you know, and I know God gonna hate this mess that he's saying, you know, this nation that have forgotten God, you know, over in Australia and other places like that. I've been hearing that, you know, they turning their churches into liquor stores and clothing stores, everything but the house of God. I mean, so this nation, I'm telling you, is going to be just like these other nations around them. You know, this nation is falling because they took prayer out. You take prayer out, little power, no prayer, no power. And I'm telling you, when you took prayer out of everything, because this nation is supposed to be founded on biblical truth, as the Bible says in Psalms, 9 and 7, you know, a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. Hey, we ain't moving, y'all. Hell is real as heaven. But anyway, we're going to start at the book of Genesis and pray that people get back into the word of God and won't think that this is a fairy tale, but this is as real as anything. It's just as real as heaven. Heaven and hell is just as real as each other. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hell if you don't get right, and you make it to heaven if you get right. Give your life to Christ. The devil knows he's running out of time. He wants everybody to be unbelievers. You know, I was thinking back at even Billy Graham for years, you know, he would say when he would do his crusades, when I was a little girl, you know, you would hear everybody just stop, everything stopped. And he would say what the Bible is saying. The Bible says this and the Bible says that, you know, and stuff. And people would believe and repent and, you know, cry out to God. But then later on, the devil started using stuff to diminish, you know, to get rid of, you know, what the Bible said. And then he started saying, well, let's tell the kids a story about Jesus. You know, and it becomes like a fiction, you know, unreal to people. You know, so I believe that's what the atheists and the evolutionaries and stuff is trying to use against the church. You know, because people don't read the Old Testament. Start at the beginning. In the beginning was God. He said, I'm the Alpha and I'm Omega. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. That's what people, the devil has tricked the church. You know, and that's why we got so much mess going on in the house of God in and everything goes, because people telling you, you know, just tolerate everything, you know. But no, no. We can't just tolerate anything. God's word. No, we got to stand on God's word. We ain't going to tolerate nothing but the word of God. Here in Genesis, did I pray? I'm telling you, yes, I did. I tell you, it's just so much going on, and it's just so much you want to address, and you just want to shake everybody and waken them, because this week I was looking at Oh, so many pastors are falling. I'm telling you, God is knocking this mess down. They're like dominoes. You know, Lord have mercy, like somebody just take a bowling pin and just start throwing it, and he's just knocking them down because they're, you know, if we don't get back to biblical truth, is anybody going to be saved? Is anybody going to be saved? Only eight were saved after the flood. Noah and his family was the only one. So don't think just because you're with the crowd that you're going to make it, you know. And just because it's big don't mean it's God. Like I always say, it's swelling, could be infection, cancer, could be anything, you know. But anyway, we want to take it to the Word of God, and I pray that you get back in your Bible. Come on, y'all, get back into the Word of God. And this book right here will share with us why we're in the times we're in right now. You know, go back to the Old Testament. Go back to the beginning. That's your, it's got to be a foundation. You got to have a foundation. Or you can't just start in the middle and then go to the end. No, you need to start at the beginning. And that's why I said that's why we're where we're at today. Because, see, nobody want to touch the Old Testament because they tell you about Adam and Eve and still Adam and Steve and all this other stuff, you know? I'm saying, and they tell you about the flood that came, you know, to warn you that it's going to rain again, you know, there's going to be fire this time. You know what I'm saying? So the devil is using stuff to try to distract you, you know. And we said it's the Generation X. Yes, the Generation X, Y, and Z. We at the end now. I'm telling you. Oh, we got to get back to the Word of God and teach our children, train them up in the way of the Lord. That's why, I mean, got so much going on, the kids don't know which way to go. They're getting involved in everything, you know? Everything that could destroy their lives, and that's what the devil wanted to do. And we're going to start here at Genesis chapter 6 tonight. And it says, now we're talking about the wickedness of mankind. Because this is what we have right now. The wickedness of man. The wickedness of children. The wickedness of everybody. The wickedness of mankind. The Bible says in verse 1, and it came to pass when men began to multiply, mean to grow, on the face of the earth. We live on the earth, y'all. And the daughters were born unto them. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, that they looked good, they was pretty. And they took them wives of all which they chose. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. In other words, his spirit is not going to, fight against, you know, not going to struggle with you. It's not going to strive with you. It's not going to struggle with you. It's not going to fight against you. It says, for that he also is flesh. You know, there's a constant battle between your flesh and your spirit. And that's what's going on today, too. These pastors have let their flesh get in the way of the Word of God, and they're going for money and fame and a name. And I'm telling you, they're doing some of in and everything in the house of God. It's just a shame. I mean, I've seen so many pastors, you know, my God, the Lord is just tearing down everything that's not like him. Everything that people think is in secret, God is bringing it to the open shame. Let me slow down because I get so upset when I see what's going on in the church. The Word of God is supposed to change people's lives, and they're supposed to be preaching the Word of God. But he's using witchcraft, manipulation, domination over the people. They can't even think, and they're going to believe the Word of God no more. Oh, and it said, and the Lord said that my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. God said we're to live 120 years. What's going on? It's because of disobedience, because of, you know, the things that people are doing against God and stuff. You know, the wages of sin is death. When you don't do the right thing, it's death. It brings death. The word of God says, and there was giants in the earth, you were tall men, in the earth those days, and also after that, when the Son of God came into the daughters of men, and when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, and men of renown, which means, you know, they were like kings and rulers and leaders, and, you know, and it said, and God saw the wickedness, come on now, and God saw the wickedness of men, and we see the wickedness of men today. These so-called false prophets and false preachers and leaders and stuff, we see the wickedness of men today, you know, changing God's word into a lie, you know, it's heresy, it's not the word of truth, it's not the word of deliverance, of setting people free. Oh, my God, they're doing whatever they want to do, all in the name of Jesus. Say, you're supposed to tolerate it. Oh, no. That's not what the Bible says. It's important that you know what you believe and who you believe. The word of God said, and God saw the wickedness of men. And like I said today, he's still seeing the wickedness of men was great in the earth. And we live on the earth, y'all. Tell somebody, say, hey, I live on the earth. Okay, and that every imagination of their thoughts, of their hearts, was only continuous, were only evil continuously. And that's what we're seeing today. There's so much stuff going on from day to day. I mean, every time you look at the news or, you know, if you look at your cell phone, you hear nothing but a bunch of bad news, you know, but Jesus is still the good news. And he's in town, and he wants to save your soul. He's still here on the earth. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God is still here to save you from your sin. If you want to be saved, he will save you from your sin. But then he says here, he said, every wicked imagination, like I just said last week, a young lady killed her. Her and her mother got together. The mother and the daughter got together and killed her mother, the grandmother. Over a credit card. This is an evil day, y'all. Evil. Then I saw another one where a young man was just sitting in his car in Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, just sitting in his car, minding his own business, him and his friends. And then the police would go up to him and, you know, and challenge him. And Lord have mercy. They tased the young man. He died. I'm telling you, young man. I'm telling you. Wickedness. Wickedness. Everywhere. Evil. Everywhere. Another one I saw where a lady had got out of her car and left her baby in the car while she went into the gas station. I'm telling you, then when she come out, her car gone and her baby in the car, but I thank God that the baby was unharmed. But I'm telling you, it's a lot going on. You got young people talking to people online. You know, you need to check to see what your children doing. Check to see what they're listening to. And when they bring in stuff in your home, you need to check. It's your house. You need to know what's going on. Then when something go wrong or somebody come calling you on the phone saying something happened to little Johnny and Sue, you'll know what the world. It won't be a surprise to you. You know, sometimes we as parents, we're supposed to. Your children are doing. They're living in your house. You know? You're feeding them. You supplying a roof over their head. You know? They're bringing guns and weed and drugs and all this stuff in your house. And if they go down, you going down too. If they come in your house, you can say, well, I'm saved and I'm a Christian and all that. To pay for sin. I'm telling you, you need to say something. Our young people are raising themselves suicidal. Oh, I'm telling you, oh, my God, they don't know which way to go because they look at the church, and the church ain't doing their job. And like I said, you know, they got away from the Old Testament. And that's why the nation has failed. A nation that forsaken God. Rebellion is the spirit of witchcraft. And I know in 1999, there was an article from Charisma magazine saying witchcraft in America, and God knows, yes, witchcraft is in America, rebellion against God, these leaders, these pastors, and these presidents, and all these world leaders, you know, going up against God, you know, talking about a new world order, trying to say out with the old and in with the new, and then they're mixing this mess up, bringing evolution and revolution into the house of God. These preachers are preaching evolution because they have not taught you the word of God. They have not took you to the book of Genesis so that you could get your basic foundation. That now you just think it's a fairy tale. You know, just I'm telling you, this nation is in a terrible state. You need to read your Bible. Get back to the word of God. In the beginning was God. And the Bible saying without him was nothing made. You were not created for yourself. In evolution, ain't no, you didn't come from no monkey. You didn't come from no ape. You came from your mother's womb. Oh, my God. Yeah, I get upset when I see all this stuff that's taking place, you know, and people so blind. I mean, who has bewitched you? The Bible saying, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you cannot obey the truth? The word of God. It will set you free. Jesus came to set you free from your sin. Not just that you stay in sin, but to bring you out of sin. The things you once did, you won't want to do no more. He'll take those desires away from you. But if you don't read from Genesis, the beginning, you won't know God. That's your foundational truth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Didn't he say he created hell? Because he knows that it exists in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Hell came in when Satan wanted to take over. Trouble. Just like these world leaders today want to take over the earth. They're saying a new world order. In other words, they're saying what God did, you know, they're not satisfied with that. We man wanted his own order. He wanted to make his own rule, you know? Man going to destroy himself. You know, out with the old, new world order. God, we don't want your order no more. This used to be a nation that was founded on biblical truth. Whether everybody was saved or not, we had biblical truth. We had morals. We had values. We had, you know, good was, you know, good versus evil, evil versus good. I mean, we knew right from wrong. You know, we respect one another. But not now. Morals are gone. You know, it's just so much stuff going on in this world. And I know God is not pleased. He's not pleased. The word of God said, and God saw the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and every wicked, every imagination of his thoughts, of his heart, was only evil continuously. And the Bible said in verse 6, it said, and it repented the Lord, and he even made man. See, now, the devil, I want you to go back to this, because, see, you'll get to thinking about what's going on around about you, and it will make sense to you. You know what I'm saying? Because the word of God makes sense. But if you don't read it, you won't have no sense. You know what I'm saying? But you need to read the word of God so you can know what the word says, and you know where your deliverance can come in through Jesus Christ only. Not no many ways to God. There's not no many ways. Jesus is the only way. Even, you know, back, it's a totally different generation, because even, like I said, with Billy Graham, he would say, okay, the Bible says this and the Bible said that, and people believe it. But now because people saying, you know, let me tell you the story about Jesus. Let me tell you this story over here like it's a fairy tale. This is real. This is real. Jesus is real. The Bible said, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And I know it's grieving him right now. Because, see, we're right back in the same state we were as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot. So shall it be in our days. We see it. It's a generation of, like I said, X, Y, and Z. All the alphabets is complete now. You can't go no further than Z. And I'm telling you, and that's where we are, at the end. At the end of this end time, it says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created. See, that's why they tell you they're starting in the middle of the Bible. Because, see, they didn't want you to read so you'll know who made you. And you won't know monkey made me, and won't know ape that made me, and won't know Big Bang Theory, you know, None of that. It was him. It was the Lord Jesus. It was Lord our God that made us and created us from the face of the earth. Both, and it said, and the Lord said, I will destroy whom I have created from the face of the earth. The devil's a liar trying to confuse me and trying to get in my talk because I'm talking kind of fast. I need to slow down. Slow down in Jesus' name because I want you to get it. It said, and the Lord said, I will destroy man, and he's going to destroy man again, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping things and fowl of the air. It repented me that I had made them. And because of sin, everything dies on the face of the earth. Dogs, cats, rats, birds, everything, right? And that's what he did. It repented him that he had even made them. So in the verse 8 said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Don't you want to be like Noah to find grace, God's grace, in the eyesight of the Lord with all this stuff going on around about you? He said, narrow is the way. Not the mini and the mega and the biggest and all God doing something big and God doing something great and God is great and great that you be praised. But all this stuff that people talking about, you know, in this last hour, just calling this God cuss, your God, I mean, your Jesus cuss, your Jesus drink, your Jesus do everything that the world do. And the Bible says we're in this world but not of the world. But you don't read it. You don't know what the word says. And that's what the devil is looking for you to do, is not to read the word of God so you won't know where your help comes from. All of my help coming from the Lord. The Bible says, and these are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man. What a just man. Didn't men like Dietrich Haddon and Ross and all these, Todd and all these people, you know, that's talking about God doing a new thing and all this false teaching and these false prophets and false leaders and all this stuff. Oh, my God. They not walking with God. But Noah walked with God. The Bible said he was a just man. He was an honest man. He was a perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Who are you walking with? Who are you walking with is talking to you. See, the company you keep, you know what I'm saying? Either they're going to draw you or you're going to draw them. If you're walking with the world, they're going to draw you. If the world walking with you, which they ain't supposed to be walking with you unless they're trying to come to Jesus. That's when they should be walking with you. Other than that, it's to come out from amongst them. You know, come out. Come out. How you going to draw somebody? How you going to witness to somebody you in there doing the same thing they doing? They don't see no. They don't see no fruit. And the Bible says in Psalms, it says, that man is standing in the way of sinners. But a lot of y'all and a lot of people that call themselves say you're doing the same thing the world doing, and God knows they're looking at you. They know. They know you standing in the way of them. They know. They know you ain't living nothing. They know you get up there and preach behind a pulpit and write a book and do a little thing, you know, all this stuff that people signing up now. Because, see, people sacrificing everything, anybody now, you know, just for name and fame. Want to be great here on this earth. Oh, it's going to come to an end, y'all. The wickedness of man is the wickedness of man. It's like that. The Bible says, and Noah begot his sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God. And it corrupted again. And the earth was filled with violence. Don't you see it? Don't you see what's going on? Can't you see it? Don't you see the signs? We're talking about signs. Signs are important. If you don't have signs, you don't know where you're going. You don't know where you live. You don't have a sign on, you know, numbers on your house. And y'all, come on now. If you go get a Mercedes Benz, you can go to a Mercedes place or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If you see Mercedes on the door, you see Audi on the door, you see Jag on the door. I mean, wherever you're going to get the car or whatever, you know what I'm saying? There are signs represent what it is. Come on now. And this is a sign. Jesus is coming. And you need to get into your word. and let the word get in you, because see, it's coming at a time, like I said, over in other countries right now, over in the Ukraine, you know, and Australia and stuff. They can't even have a Bible, can't even read the Bible. You know, I read another article talking about the teacher brought a Bible and put it on his desk and said, if anybody want to read it, they're welcome to do it. The man lost his job. Not that the man was reading the word, not that the man opened the Bible, not that the man was witnessing to anybody, but just had the Bible on the desk. Come on now. That right there show you there's power, and it's something about the name Jesus that the devil can't stand, because you're always trying to get rid of. Now, they could have put anything on that desk. You know what I'm saying? You could have put the Quran or anything up there. Ain't nobody want to say nothing. But put the word of God up there, because they know it brings change. The word of God will change your life. The word of God will heal your body. The word of God will save your soul. The word of God will make you whole. That's the only thing going to make you whole and complete in Christ, is the word of God. The Bible saying, Amos say, look, it's going to come a time. Like I said, over in Ukraine and different places, Australia and places like that, the churches are turning into liquor stores. You read it. Go look it up. Liquor stores and thrift stores and, oh, my goodness, and just stores. You know, everything but the word of, but the house of God. And the Bible said, and God looked upon the earth, and he's looking upon it now, but we live on the earth. And maybe I need to go back to Revelation 12:9 and let you know that Satan was kicked out to the earth. He's here. He's kicked out to the earth. And he's roaming to and fro. And Job said, you know, he's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may destroy. And he's doing it. The Bible says, and the earth was also corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with violence, and like I said, that's all we see today, violence filling the land. Every time you turn around, somebody's shooting somebody. You know what I'm saying? Even a young lady just lost her life because her children was playing outside, and the lady got offended because she said they keep playing in her yard, and instead of her being a woman, you know, going to the woman, to the children's mother, oh, no, she's going to take matters in her own hands. You know? And then the little boy came to get his iPad and said she threw the iPad and broke it. The boy went home and told his mama. His mama come to confront the lady, and she wasn't woman enough to open the door and talk to her. No, she thought she was going to get away with this. Shot the lady, and the lady's children was standing right at the door with her. I'm telling you, this is wicked. This is evil. This is wicked. This is evil. We need the word of God to change your life. Only thing that makes you whole. Only one that, you know, that can save your soul. The Bible says, God said unto Noah that the end of all flesh come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Let me say, look, the end of all flesh. That means the children, everything, everybody. Boys and girls and children and animals, you know. He said, all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence. And it's right back there again, as in the days of Noah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As in the days of Lot. We're right back. And even Lot's wife, she could have been saved. You know, but hey, you know what? She's just like a lot of other people. You know, keep looking back and going back. That's why they're saying, look, God doing a new thing now. We could just go back to drinking, go back to smoking, go back to partying, all these book goodies, you know. I'm telling you, just going, picking up stuff. Kirk Franklin and them picking up songs from off the altar of Baal, you know, singing what is that, Summer, or whatever the song is, or whatever. I'm saying they bring earth, wind, and fire, all them songs, you know, from off of the altar of Baal. They're not spiritual songs. They wasn't dedicated by God. The Bible says we can sing spiritual songs, hymns, and spiritual songs as unto the Lord. These songs ain't glorifying God. I mean, and Lord have mercy. I heard a preacher say, I was reading, listening to this preacher, and he was saying that, you know, he goes around, you know, preaching at different churches and stuff. And he said he had went, and he said the praise team done took over everything. He said they want you to stand up and sing for 5 hours and repeat the same, you know, words and stuff. He said he looked at his wife and said, what is we saying? What is they saying? He said, but then the lady came, she's supposed to be the stage manager or something. You know, they got all this new age stuff because you got slow lights and all these spotlights and all this stuff in the church, and they're flashing light like you do in the club. But anyway, the man said he went there and he said they must have didn't know who they had invited. Because he said he was not the one that, you know, evidently that they thought, you know, they must have thought he in on this other stuff with the rest of these preachers just saying anything, doing anything. He said the stage manager came up to him and said, I want you to know that we're gonna get up there and we're gonna do what we do, and then I will let you know when you can come up and hook up your computer. And then you can preach. And she said, if we go over, because I don't know how long we're going to be praising, you know, doing our praise and worship, he said, you may have to cut your sermon 10 minutes earlier. And he said, oh, my God. She said, I'll give you the okay when it's time for you to come on stage and set up your computer. He said, Lord have mercy. He said, not believe it. He said, I'm telling you that the praise team is more important than the word of God. And it is, because all you see is flesh and entertainment all over the house of God. Entertainment. It's entertainment tonight. Oh, my God, my husband used to say the best actors was in the house of God. It surely is, because Lord knows all you see today is entertainment everywhere. Where is the word of God? Where is deliverance? Where is true deliverance? I mean, the preacher standing up cussing as they preach and tell you the hell ain't real. And all this new age stuff, they signed up for a house, for a car, for a plane, and oh my God. I mean, just selling out on God, just like Judas, just selling out for money. You know, just like Delilah and, you know, with Samson. Come on, y'all. All for money. What are you giving a change for your soul? People are, oh my God. You're turning it in. You're turning in on God. You're giving up on God, and oh my God, for fame. A name. This is not the end, y'all. This is not the end. The Bible said there's going to be a new heaven, new earth, and that's what the devil took that and tried to imitate what God's word says. You know, the devil's always a copycat. He's not original, but God is original, honey. And he will save your soul. The Bible says here, and it says, and I will destroy them with the earth. He was going to destroy everything, and he did. You say, yeah, even the children, everything had to go because everything was defiled. And even now, everything is getting defiled. You look on some of these Facebooks and stuff, you see those children up there. I mean, they got the parents got the children looking like little grown women. I mean, they dress them like little hookers and strippers and stuff, and then you want to know when they get enticed into grown men, which they shouldn't do, but you are the reason. You are the reason. You got your baby humming and cropping and what they say, he's a hunter, whatever that mess is. I mean, you know, come on, you got your baby. That's a baby. And the fact I saw father last week, had raped his baby, his own baby. I mean, this was a baby. This wasn't even a 2-year-old. This was a baby in the cradle, a baby. He raped that baby and killed that baby. I'm telling you. Oh, that's why. That's why God had to destroy everything, because everything was corrupt. Everything wicked had came up in the nose and the nostrils of God. And it's about that same way today. It's about that way today. I know he's displeased. I know. I hate what I see. God hates sin. We don't hate the person, but we hate the sin. And we want to tell you to come on out. Come on, follow your sin. And be born again. Give your life to Christ. He wants to save you. He wants to make you whole. Oh, my God. He's still God. He's still God Almighty. He's Almighty God. The Bible said, and make thee an ark. An ark was a place of safety. That's what God had Noah to make this ark. So it could be a safe haven for him and his family. Oh, my God. And of gopher wood, rooms shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without the without pitch, which was a covering over it. He was telling him how he wanted him to make this. It's just like an aircraft carrier when you look. And it says, and this is the fashion or the style, okay, in which thou shalt make it, make of it. And the length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. And a window shall be made of the ark, and let's see, and in that cubit shall thou finish it above, and the doors of the ark, and thou shalt set in the side thereof, with lower second and third stories shall thou make it. So this is like, you know, like an apartment. You know, you got a first floor and a second floor and a third floor. This is, he made third head told Noah to make three rooms, I mean three floors. And it's, and behold, Dieter Haddon and all these people, he said, and behold, I do bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath, breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the the word of God shall die. Oh, dear. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But with thee will I establish my covenant. God said, look, and I made an agreement with you. He made an agreement. I got orders for you. He said, and thou shalt come into the ark. He was talking to Noah. These were the instructions he's given to Noah. And God has given us instruction, his word of the word of God, to be our life support system. It's your life support system. You got to pick it up and read it. You got to take it in. The Father said, give us our daily bread. Every day you feed your natural body every day. And he wants you to feed your spirit, the word of God, so that you can live when the enemy is talking to your mouth, telling you to do things that you ought not to do. You can have life in the word because you pick it up. And you're talking to God every day so you know his voice. It's just like if you talk to somebody that you know, or your mother or your children, you know their voice. And it's the same thing, God, you would know his voice. When you talk to him every day, he knows your voice and you know his. But you got to talk to him. But if I say he has established a covenant, an agreement with, of standards, of orders, of instruction, you know, on promises. And he said, thou shalt come into the ark. He made all these promises to Noah and did. Told him, and after you finish, come on in the ark. It said, as thou and thy sons and thy wives and thy sons' wives with thee. He said, get the sons and get the sons' wives and come on in the ark. Come on in the ark to safety. And that's what I'm telling you. Come on. Get into the word of God. Go back to Genesis. That's the basic foundation. Come on. So that you can live. So, you know, come on. We're running out of time. Get into the word of God. It said, and every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shall thou bring into the ark. He said, to keep them alive with thee, and thou shall be male and female. If you don't read it, and they tell you just start in the back of the book, he said it's a fairy tale that God said he made male and female. He made man for woman. See, so now we don't want to believe that. Now it's evolution, you know. And boys can be boys can be girls, and girls can be boys. And we're just gonna change what God's plan was and who He said we are, who He made us to be. Oh no! It's not your way. It's God's way. God's way is the best way. God knows. He's the creator. He's the one created you. He's the one made you. But you would believe the creature. You believe these preachers, that God made just like he made you, and they got to give an account just like you do. They got to stand before a holy God just like you, a just God just like you, and give an account. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that, you know, like I said, they said, you're going to look up at the day and say, he did what he wanted to do before he left. Well, there's going to be consequences, brother. I tell you, the wages of sin, the pay for sin is death, separation from God. The Bible says, and every living thing and all two flesh, two of each sort shall they bring into the ark and keep them alive with thee, that they shall be male and female. Come on, y'all. You can't change. I mean, people are dying because you're trying to change your lips, you're trying to change your hips, you're changing everything about you. And, you know, God knows what he was doing. And some people are dying. Dying because of bad choices. I mean, you ain't satisfied with what God gave you. You want to cut this off and cut that off and put this on and take that off. Oh, no, no, no. Mm-mm. No, you can't. Uh-uh. No. Uh-uh. We got to stick with what God gave you. He gave you whatever he gave you, keep it. You know? And the Bible said, and of fowls after their kind. And it's after their kind. You know, just like male and females for women, and, you know, a woman is for a man and a man is for a woman, and, you know, all this, you know, this new age stuff now, trying to change God's word. That's what the new world order is all about, changing God's word. And that's what the new world order is all about, is the nation that forgets God. They have forgotten God, want to forget his word, want to forget what he told us to do, how we should live, and the laws of the land. He wants you to forget all that and, you know, just wipe it out. We're going to wipe it out and start over. You know? Oh, my God. The Bible says, and take thou unto thee of all foods that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and thou shalt be for food for thee and for them. It says, thus said, thus did Noah according to all. It didn't say Noah did some of what God said. People want to do some of what God said and think it's okay. You know, for you to obey God halfway. No, you got to do all that he said do. You got to surrender all to him. You can't say, well, Lord, I'm going to keep this, but I'll give you this. Oh, I'm still smoking, but I, you know, Lord, you know, and you know, and oh, I'm still running women, but Lord, you know, and I heard one preacher say that, and he lied, and we know he lied up there talking about God said he going to sit on the end of the bed and wait till you finish, and you know, go ahead and sit on this like that. See, I'm telling you, it's a lie, a false prophet saying stuff that saying that God said this and God said that, and God's words that he. I did not say nothing. He said, I did not say nothing. God ain't said that. God is not filthy. God is a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's not filthy. He's not foul. He don't do the stuff that we're seeing these preachers telling you that, you know, it's God. Y'all better wake up and shake up real quick. We're running out of time. Jesus is soon to come. The Bible says as we get closer to the end times, it's going to get worse and worse. And we're seeing that today. It's getting worse. God's house don't look like God's house. It looks like a whorehouse. That's sad, but it's true. And somebody got to say something. Open your mouth and say something. You know, I'm telling you, well, this mouth is saying something. This is a trumpet blower over here, not a flute. It said blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. I'm sounding the alarm. Oh, yes, get your house in order. Jesus is soon to come. The Bible saying, thus did according to all that that God commanded him to do, so did he. And we're supposed to do all that God told us to do. But see, if you don't read this and you won't know what God's words say, and that's what the devil is counting on, and that's why these preachers sold out. They sold out, you know, for fame and name. And see here, he preached 120 years, the same message. He didn't change the message like these people talking about. T.D. Jakes and all of them talking about there are many ways to God after preaching for years and Cotton Pierce talking about Jesus the only way. Now all of a sudden there's no hell that you can include in and everything in your life. You know, it's your thing. Do whatever you want to do, and you don't have to obey God, you know. But why did he come? Why did Jesus come? Why are you having church? Why are you having church at period? Why are y'all having church, period? You just don't want to be a club. That's what you are. You include in and everything anyway. That's not God's house. But these people was upset from things that happened to them along the way. I don't know, a lost loved one or, you know, or something tragic happened, and then they just sell out. Sell out on God. You blame God for things that we've done. You know, people blame God for everything. You don't never hear nobody blaming the devil. Oh, the devil did it. Oh, I'm just mad at the devil right now. No, you don't hear that. Y'all, everything is always against God, you know? And it's he that has made you. He's that keeping you right now, in your right now. It's him. You ain't keeping yourself. You ain't delivered yourself. You can't do nothing. But I'm telling you, these people have betrayed Jesus. I'm telling you, like Judas kissed. I'm telling you, everybody kissing you ain't loving you, okay? Because we can see, even with Judas, you know, he walked with Jesus. You know, he ate with him. And sometimes people eating with you and don't like you. Can't stand you, want to kill you. And you don't even know it. They laughing right in your face, waiting for you to turn your back and them to stab you right in it. Oh, my God. Come on. Wake up. Time is running out. And like I said, Noah preached for 120 years the same message that Jesus, you know, that Jesus gave, God had gave him. But I'm quite sure, you know, just like here at the Ready Church, we're trying to warn you and tell you to get your focus back and trying to steer you in the right direction. Maybe you got off the right path and got on the wrong path or on the wrong road, and now you want to get back on the right road, or maybe you've never even been on the right road. It's time to get on the right road. My husband used to sing a song, I'm on the right road now. And you want to sing that song because you want to be on the right road now. The right road is a narrow road. The Bible said a narrow road leads to life, and the broad road leads to death. He said many be that find that. You know, but few be that find that narrow path, that straight and narrow path that leads to life with Christ. I'm telling you. There's so much stuff going on where the devil, like I said, and even back just before the millennium, you know, a lot of young people were going to church. You know, even if the parents didn't go to church, they sent their children because they had morals and values. You know, they knew even if they was a drunk or they was a drug dealer or drug user, They sent their children to the house of God. They wanted their children to have good morals. They wanted their children to have values. But somewhere along the line, when the enemy came in like a flood with this generational X, and, you know, and then after a while, the children stopped coming to church because the parents didn't care where the children go. Didn't care what the children do. And that's where they're at right now. You don't care what the children do. You don't care where they go. Half the time, you don't even know where they is and what they're doing. I mean, these are babies. You're supposed to be guarding your children. You're supposed to be training them up in the way of the Lord, but not now. The children training themselves. The children are raising themselves. The children are doing whatever they want to do. And then when they go out here and get in trouble, then you want to boo-hoo and cry and, oh, my God, Johnny going to prison for the rest of his life. And Sarah, you know, she going to jail for prostituting. And, oh, my God. Getting with the wrong game, they get out here and do something stupid, and your children had to go right with them. Just stop being with them. Come on, y'all. We're running out of time. My God's trying to get us ready for the great day. And as I said, and I'm going to say it again, Lord, preach the same way. There ain't no new word. If it's new, it ain't true. If it ain't in this Bible, it ain't God. He preached 120 years the same message. He told it's going to rain. It's going to rain. And I'm here at the Red Church telling you it's going to be fire this time. They won't believe, Lord. Oh, crazy man. Oh, look at the crazy man. Talk about it's going to rain. Why he didn't believe it was going to rain was because it had never rained before. And see, right now, you don't believe that Jesus is coming. You know, you don't believe that the fire coming. You know what I'm saying? You don't believe nothing. You know what I'm saying? Until it's too late. And just like they didn't believe until Noah closed the door. Now, see, God, I should say God closed the door because, see, now, Noah being a man, a passion problem, you know, a man, just being a man, he probably would just open the door and let him in. But God had the key and you couldn't get in. You know what I'm saying? Noah preached 120 years the same message, y'all. And I know people thought, oh, he crazy. And people think we over here at the Ready Church crazy, too, because I'm trying to head you into the right direction, telling you to get off the wrong road and get back on the right road before it's too late, because you never know when Jesus is going to come at your door, you know. And I want you to be ye also ready. I'm going to try to be ready myself. I'm trying to be ready. Get ready, stay ready, and be ready when Jesus comes. Because you don't know when he's coming. I don't know when he's coming. That's why it pays to stay ready. Keep living right. Keep living holy. You know, keep doing the right thing. Keep loving your neighbors and, you know, and pray for those that despitefully use you and those that hate you without a cause. Do what the word says. But like I said, Noah preached 120 years talking about it's going to rain and these people didn't believe him. Let me tell you why they, let me read why they didn't believe. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. And we're going to start at, we'll start at the beginning. It says, these are the generation of the heavens and the earth when they were created in that day that the Lord God made earth and heaven and every plant of the field before it was in the earth and every herb of the field thereof, therefore it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. So what we mean, y'all? That's why people thought, oh, he's crazy. It'll never rain. And I'm telling you today, the Bible said that it ain't gonna be a rain, but it's gonna be fire next time. It ain't gonna be water. It's gonna be fire. And right here it said, and it had never. And God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. It had never rained before. And there was not a man to till the ground. It said, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. So the water was coming up from the ground. It had never came down. You know, like we have storms and rain and, you know, comes down. This was like an irrigation system. Then the water was coming up from the earth. And that's how the plants and stuff he watered it from coming up. And the Bible says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into him his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. I'm going to tell you, why you can't believe that God breathed the breath of life into man, into woman, into us? I mean, some of us be right there when we see a baby born. And sometimes they don't, they're not breathing. And the doctor hit them. You know what I'm saying? We get a call from the aid. Would you think that when that baby was born and came out of eight? Oh, my God. Was it a woman? Was it a human being it came out of? God breathed the breath of life. And even when you go to the hospital and somebody died, whatever, they say, okay, the breath is gone. How many people are gone? The breath is gone. Of the earth that's telling you all these things that you see happening on the earth. Come on, wake up. This is the foundational truth, the word of God. It will save your soul. It will make you whole. Yes, it will. I'm going to go down to verse 10. It said, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden. So this is what I'm saying. So it never came along. And it never came down. The rain. It came down. When Jesus said it was going to be a flood, he told Noah it was going to be a flood. Let the people, warn the people, warn the people. We're warning you here at the Ready Church. Jesus is coming. Come on, get your house in order. Come on, get your faith back in the Lord. It doesn't matter what you believe. It really does. What you believe matters. Oh, my God. But because, you know,
I read an article, like I said, back in 1999, which I have a lot of, I have a lot of material that, and sometimes I just go back and I just read. I've been saved for over 48 years, almost 50 years. And I've never seen it as bad as I've seen it to this year. I mean, these years. You know, I'm telling you, it's worse than ever. And it's getting worse and worse because everything is changing, trying to change God's word. And as I said, everything is going down but the word of God. We got to preach the word of God like never before. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Stand on God's word. You know, I would have not been able to stand if it had not been for the Lord on my side. When the enemy come in like a flood, y'all, God will raise up a standard. I'm telling you, I'm standing on God's promise today. Now I want you to stand on his promise. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our path. God, we praise you to our mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And just use us for your glory, oh God, that we will be salt and light in the earth in this last hour, God. I pray for those that are battling in any situation, God, and suicidal thoughts or healing in your body, whatever the enemy is trying to throw at you today, we plead the blood of Jesus over you right now. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will seek the Lord like never before. Seek him while you may be found and call upon the Lord. Why he's near. He's close. Oh, my God. He said his hand's not so short he can't reach you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been on today. We plead the blood of Jesus over you today. We pray for salvation. We pray for deliverance. We pray for healing. We pray that the captives will be set free on today. And we just thank you, God, for the word of God because there's life in the word. And we pray today for those ministers that are misleading and misguiding and false prophets and teachers today. We plead the blood of Jesus that their trees will be chopped down like Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come to their senses in the name of Jesus before time is too late. And we pray, oh, God, for this nation that have forgotten you, oh, God, that they will turn back before time is too late. And that people will get back to the foundational truth, which is your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus, your Lord. Oh, yes, he is. God bless you. Ready, church.